The British Columbia Court of Appeal has overturned the house arrest sentence a Surrey judge gave a fentanyl dealer and replaced it with a federal prison term, finding the lower court judgment failed to give meaningful effect to the principles of deterrence and denunciation. The Surrey Provincial Court judge on November 12, 2024 sentenced Kyle Robert Bird, 37, to a conditional sentence of 2 years less a day and 3 years probation on two counts of possessing illicit drugs for the purpose of trafficking, one involving fentanyl. Appeal Court Justice Joyce DeWitt Van Austin on August 29, 2025 raised that to 5 years on the fentanyl conviction and 4 years concurrent on the second count involving MDMA. I am satisfied the sentence imposed in the provincial court is demonstrably unfit given the volume and nature of the drugs involved, the respondent's mid-level status in distributing fentanyl for profit, and his diminished mitigation. On its own, a demonstrably unfit sentence allows for appellate intervention, DeWitt Van Austin decided. I agree with the Crown that there was nothing extraordinary or highly unusual about the respondent's personal circumstances, such that they would justify a marked departure from sentences imposed for similarly situated offenders who commit similar offenses. There was no finding of diminished moral blameworthiness, mental health, or other personal challenges that would render a penitentiary term especially hard for the respondent, or significant efforts at rehabilitation between the offenses and sentencing. Justices Christopher Grauer and Lisa Warren concurred. The Crown, which had at trial sought an 8-year sentence, initiated the appeal. The Surrey judge had accepted the defense's position. The Crown argued at the appeal court hearing in Vancouver the conditional sentence was demonstrably unfit for the crime, out of step with similar sentences involving large amounts of fentanyl, and that a substantial prison sentence is warranted. DeWitt Van Austin in her reasons for judgment noted the appeal court won't vary a sentence unless it's persuaded the sentence, unreasonably, departs from the principles of proportionality. In other words, it must be so manifestly excessive, or inadequate, that it cannot reasonably be seen as proportionate to the gravity of the offense and the personal responsibility of the offender, she explained. On appeal, the Crown asked that the cumulative sentence be raised to 6 years in prison. Bird was charged in February 2021 for crimes that occurred in April 2019 to which he pleaded not guilty. The court heard police seized a box with 9 plastic bags containing 8.68 kilograms of MDMA, as well as a locked safe containing 834 fentanyl pills, 35.13 grams of MDMA, and small baggies. The fentanyl pills inside the safe were being held out as counterfeit Percocet and made to resemble prescription drugs, DeWitt Van Austin noted. The fentanyl had a street value of $8,690 to $17,380. Depending on the level of the user, it would provide a 173 to 434-day supply. The MDMA had a street value of $155,000 to $232,000 and would provide a 9-year supply, again depending on the level of the user. Police also seized a scale, cocaine kilo wrappers, a kilo press, roughly 1,000 small baggies and sealed bottles of benzodiazepine. Bird's Jaguar was seized under British Columbia's civil forfeiture program. The Crown at sentencing submitted June 2024 BC Coroner's Service Bulletin confirming that in the previous 8 years at least 14,582 people died in BC from toxic drug use and that fentanyl continues to be the primary driver of toxic drug deaths. The court here Bird offered no explanation and no remorse or insight into his involvement in the drug trade, other than having held the drugs for someone else. He also said that some of the drugs were for personal use. The Surrey judge characterized him as a mid-level dealer motivated by profit. She decided his sentence in the community would not endanger the safety of the community. He has been in the community for the last 5 years since the offense date. In all of the circumstances, which I have carefully considered, I find that a CSO is appropriate. It will be followed by 3 years probation. The terms of the CSO include house arrest for the first 18 months, the Surrey judge determined, with specified exceptions, including employment. For the remaining 6 months of the CSO, the respondent must obey a daily curfew of 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., again with certain exceptions. The sentence was suspended on January 27 pending the appeal, and Bird was released on bail having served just over 2 months of house arrest. Given his significant moral culpability and the palpable risks of serious harm fentanyl presents to the public, including accidental overdose, a non-penitentiary disposition is markedly disproportionate, DeWitt Van Austin concluded. On the judge's findings of fact, a sentence of under 2 years imprisonment is manifestly disproportionate to the gravity of the offenses and the respondent's degree of personal responsibility.